Welcome to Ramadan Circle Time with Nessa. Salaamu Alaikum, friends. How are you feeling today? I hope you're enjoying the sweetness of these beautiful Ramadan days and that your day is full of prayers, love, hope, and smiles. Today I found myself thinking of friends. About 10 years ago, my friend and I decided we wanted to create a book club. Each week we would gather with some snacks, of course, to read a book about Islam. In the first few months, it was just her and I, and then more and more girls joined, until our room was full of friends, new and old, who wanted to gather for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our book club was a lot like Ramadan Circle Time. We talked about our feelings, intentions, and read a book. We called our book club Dean's List. And for more than 10 years, we have had a group of friends that pray for each other, support each other, and love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can start your own book club, even with the people who live at your home. It's such a great way to encourage each other to learn something new. All right, friends, let's start our Ramadan circle time with our intentions. My intention today is to gather for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn something new and to bring in the angels into our home so they can go all the way up to heaven and say our names. Okay, now I want you to think about one good thing that happened yesterday. It doesn't need to be a big thing, just one special thing to you. I'll start. Yesterday, I saw a falcon sitting on the fence in my backyard. And seeing that big bird made me very happy. Okay, it's your turn. Take 5 seconds. I'll wait. Wonderful. All right, so today's story is about a girl named Jenna. Jenna loved going to school. She especially liked making friends. During the summer, Jenna's family moved to a new city, and Jenna was going to go to a new school. She was determined to make as many friends as possible in her school. During recess, a group of girls came up to her and introduced themselves. Soon, Jenna was spending all her time with these girls. But she didn't understand why they were so mean to some of the kids. They would say mean things and laugh about some of the other students and often spoke very rudely to the teachers. Even though Jenna didn't like the way they acted, she was scared of losing all her new friends, so she stuck with them. One day, a boy was playing in the playground when all of a sudden his pants ripped as he was bending down. Jenna's friends couldn't stop laughing and mocking the boy. The boy ran away with tears in his eyes. He was so embarrassed. Jenna had had enough. She left the girls and went to talk to the boy. The boy looked up at her and said, "Go away! I don't want to talk to you. You're just like them. Haven't you heard? Birds of a feather flock together. Just go!" Jenna was shocked. She wasn't like them at all. But now she could see why he might think she was. From that day on, she decided she would choose her friends more carefully. Let's think about this. The people you spend the most time with can have a huge impact on the person you will become. As you grow, choose friends that are honest, kind, and reliable. Take some time today to talk to someone you trust about who their close friends are. What do they like about them? Thank you, friends, for joining the Ramadan Circle today. Remember to pray for each other and know that you are loved. I will talk to you tomorrow, inshallah.